for your salary promotion. One winner will be selected every 3 months to have their salary tripled. Keep your account with Sandy from Telecam to take all your salary. Also, 10 lucky winners will receive a new stock platform every month. 10 winners monthly will receive cashback on deal stakes and digital channels and transactions made using the Sandy card. Sandy, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanley Bank. 89.1 Bank of America. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The clash of the other team, Yakaramba, is finally here. Abra Yelo, Power Dynamos, and the Airmen, Red Arrows, will battle it out at this year's Absa Cup Final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Sunday, 10th May 2026. Kickoff at 15 hours. Who among these big machines will reign champion this year? Grab your tickets now at www.tuckpay and catch the action live on SuperSport and the Absa Facebook page. One match. One champion, be there. Your story matters. Absa.
To hold extended sittings to clear legislative backlog. Two health workers arrested in Kaure over theft of medical supplies. And in global news, Burkina Faso junta dissolves over 200 associations. To the 18-hour main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mwende. Police in Kaure have detained two health workers in connection with the theft of assorted drugs and medical supplies from Makululu Mini Hospital. The suspects are Harrison Ngulube, 36, an environmental health technologist at Choa Health Center, and Adamson Sakala, 29, a volunteer nurse at Makululu Mini Hospital. Central Province Police Commanding Officer Charity Tanda explains in a statement that the matter was reported yesterday at 14:30 hours by Mwila Mwansa, 48, a nurse who reported on behalf of the Ministry of Health. Ms. Tanda says the thefts are alleged to have occurred between unknown dates in 2025 and May 4, 2026, at around 16 hours at Makululu Mini Hospital. She says the report follows information from an informer alleging that Sakala had been stealing medical equipment and drugs from the facility and that he was also allegedly conducting illegal abortions at his home in Masia compound in Kaure. Ms. Janda says acting on the tip-off, a joint operation involving police, officers from the Office of the President, the Drug Enforcement Commission and health personnel from the Provincial Health Office, led to Sakala's arrest at Makululu Mini Hospital. She says the suspect later led officers to his girlfriend's house in Road 12, Makululu, and to Masia compound, where searches were conducted and officers recovered four bales of mosquito nets and assorted medicines and surgical supplies valued at 7,500 kwacha. Ms. Janda says Sakala reportedly told investigators that the mosquito nets had been given to him for safekeeping by Ngulube, who has also been implicated in the case of theft by public servants. Acting Clerk of the National Assembly, Lovness Mayaka, has announced that Parliament will hold extended sittings under suspended standing orders in order to clear a backlog of parliamentary business. The development follows a resolution by the House on the 30th of April 2026 to temporarily suspend Standing Orders 24-1 and 2, 27, 34, and 123 of the National Assembly of Zambia Standing Orders 2024. Under the arrangement, extended sittings will run from Monday the 4th of May to Tuesday the 12th of May 2026, ahead of the House's adjournment synodier scheduled for the same date and will include weekend sittings. In a statement, Mrs. Mayaka said the decision will allow Parliament to operate beyond its normal schedule, with daily sittings starting at 10 hours and continuing until all business is concluded, including beyond 23 hours where necessary. Minister further explained that the suspension of standing orders will enable the House to consider more than one stage of the bill within a single sitting, allowing for faster processing of legislation and clearance of outstanding matters. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary, Hasenga Ragota, says government policy direction under President Harambe Hizilema to ensure that mining disputes are not prolonged through court processes has significantly improved stability in the sector. Dr. Ragota says the move has created a more predictable and investor-friendly environment, allowing mining companies to focus on production rather than legal battles. Speaking at the Zambia Trade and Investment Forum held in Pretoria today, Dr. Ragota noted that the policy has already begun yielding positive results. He explained that a number of mining firms that were previously on the brink of closure due to prolonged disputes and operational uncertainties have since resumed operations. Dr. Ragota added that the revival of these operations is contributing to Zambia's ambitious target of producing 3 million tons of copper annually.
We are processing the copper mines around the world. And as a result of that, there has been significant development. A lot of mines that were in force are currently under pressure. I think you are aware of the company like ATM, they were in force, Barricona, they were in force, SQM, they were in force, Mokani, they were in force. And because of that, all these companies, the risky processes, they need to do their matters for support and agreement with that. And all the matters associated with those companies. Where now, currently, they are in operation.
Students from 5 higher learning institutions on the Copperbelt have launched a 15-gwe initiative aimed at raising the 100,000 kwacha presidential nomination fee for President Hakainde Hichilema ahead of the August general election. The initiative has brought together students from Kitwe Vocational Training Center, Copperbelt University, Mukula University, and Northern Technical College, among others, who say they plan to mobilize contributions from about 200,000 people, including students, within 5 days. Speaking on behalf of the students, Copperbelt Students Union President Given Kipel said the fundraising drive is meant to appreciate President Hizema for what he described as transformative initiatives introduced in higher learning institutions since he assumed office.
Allow me to highlight only what we want to do as you students on the Copperbelt is we want to pay the nomination fee for the result of that learning. It takes a minute to why? Not because the bank is not money to pay the nomination fee, but rather because the design is presented from us. A vote of confidence is made up. I think my other team will mention and highlight it why we need to pay the money to come back to the city.
And UPND Provincial Vice Youth Chairperson Kangwa Kamando has commended the students for the initiative, describing it as a strong show of support and confidence in President Hizilema's leadership from the youth and student community on the Copperbelt.
So, our target is to mobilize and get the 15 ways from the registered voters, that's our place to vote for the UPND President on the Copperbelt. So within 5 days, we should make 100,000 faster from 200,000 people. So this launch has started today, and when we make the 100,000 faster, we give you a date that we are going to march to the provincial administration to hand over the 100,000 faster for the presidential nomination.
In global news, Burkina Faso's military rulers have ordered the dissolution of around 200 associations, the latest clampdown on civic groups in the West African country. In total, the Sahel country suspended 205 associations, all based in Burkina, involved in health, education, women's rights, farming, the environment, culture, and sport. Since taking power in the Sahel country in a coup in 2022, the ruling junta has cracked down on hundreds of NGOs, unions, and the freedom of assembly, along with opposition to its military rule. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
The Prime Minister of Pakistan, a key mediator between Iran and the US, has said there's momentum